This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a bid to quell nationwide street protests that pose the biggest challenge to President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule, the Belarusian leadership said thousands of detainees would be released by morning. It also issued a rare public apology. The process began late Thursday, and by early morning Friday, hundreds of friends and relatives, many of them in tears, stood outside a detention center waiting to give food, water, and blankets to people emerging from inside. Some of the protesters had bruises and described being tightly packed inside cells and complained of mistreatment. The deputy interior minister denied that the prisoners were abused. At least two protesters have died, and around 6,700 were detained this week in a crackdown following Lukashenko's contested re-election that has prompted the West to consider new sanctions on Minsk. The U.S. top infectious disease expert is urging school districts developing their plans for reopening the new academic year to offer as many outdoor activities as possible from classes to recess and lunchtime. Dr. Anthony Fauci heads the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said in his Facebook live chat with Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo that the windows should remain open and students should wear their mask while riding on school buses. Raimondo on Wednesday delayed the start of school in Rhode Island from August 31st to September 14th as virus cases continue to rise in the state and elsewhere. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global